Next Saturday and Sunday, April 20th and 21st, the 6th annual El Paso Artists Studio Tour will be taking place along the east side and in San Elisario. And there is one particular gallery where there's going to be a special celebration of two events. My guests are painter Alberto Escamilla and gallery manager Rachel Escamilla. It's always a pleasure to see you too.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Monica, for having us.
Yeah, tearing yourselves away from the easel in the gallery to be here. And tell me what you will be celebrating next weekend.
Well, we're going to be celebrating my husband's 35th anniversary celebration of being a professional artist and our third year of having the gallery there in San Elisario.
Ah, well, let's back up to the 35th anniversary. What were you in your previous life? Because you're, I think, a little over 35 years of age. So.
Yes, I am. Just a few years.
Just a few.
Over,
just poquito.
A few years. But yes, I did have a life before. And it was at the El Paso Times and Herald Post. I worked there for a few years in advertising, retail sales. But I was painting just part-time, weekends, and eventually it was becoming a hobby. Uh-huh. And I realized that I wasn't getting any younger. And I had to decide whether to stay with my life as it is or quit and become a professional full-time artist. It took a lot of courage and discipline, but in 1978, I walked in. I told Mr. Berryhill, I said, 2 weeks' notice and ran out the office.
And, you changed your mind.
And thus began my career as a professional artist.
And did you already have clientele established or a vision or a plan?
No. Oh. That's why they thought I had a nervous breakdown or had gone into shock.
The power of prayer. Yeah. Well, there is that conviction, though, that can strike.
There is. And I have always loved the arts. I have even far back into middle school, grade school. But, you know, to comprehend that you could become a professional artist, it was beyond my understanding. I had no idea. So I know God had a hand in my career. He had to have, because I shouldn't have been an artist, period. But
I would differ with that last statement. You definitely should be, and that's why you are. Rachel, what kind of an experience was it for you? What did you see happening during this period of time?
Actually, we met on a blind date. And when I found out he was an artist, I was thrilled, because I've always loved the arts. So from the very beginning, I saw there was a lot of potential in his work. And I just been with him all the time when it had to do with the arts, because I love the arts.
So you were with him when he left his day job and went to...
No.
You met
afterwards. He was in transit. He was already... Yeah, I met him afterwards. He made that decision.
Okay.
Right.
So wow. So help appeared.
Yes.
You tucked in your wings for today's interview there, Rachel. Oh, and your third year there in San Elisario. Tell me the journey that you've had as far as finding gallery space for his work. Where did you begin?
Well, in San Elisario.
That was your first gallery?
Well, yes. We used to show out of our home, and prior to that, he was showing in galleries, you know.
Oh, all right.
He showed in Scottsdale. He's been even in New York and a lot of different galleries here in El Paso, you know, Hal Marcus and ones on Mesa Street and things like that. And when the opportunity came up to have an actual gallery for ourselves, we thought that that was better than having to transport paintings back and forth, and then also the commissions that are taken. So
that is significant.
Sense.
Yes, yeah. I mean, give a ballpark figure or a range of the percentage that the average gallery takes.
50-50.
50-50
is typical.
Some
galleries go 60-40.
Yes, there are people out there. I can hear the thuds. They're dropping over if they haven't heard those figures before. Yeah, that's plenty of incentive to get your own gallery. And what have been some of the surprises you've dealt with when you became gallery owners?
Actually, it was good for us, because a lot of the customers that he's had through the years were happy to be able to buy direct from the artist.
Yes.
And then also, like my husband, he likes to bring the arts to the public and to the children. And he spends a lot of time trying to get children out there so they can see the actual galleries, you know, up close.
To meet the artist... Absolutely memorable experience, life-changing for some kids.
It has been. We get a lot of school trips out there, field trips. And of course, that's been one of my main goals in life, is to bring the fine arts to the people, especially the young people. That's where it all begins. So I've been blessed.
Yes, well, and you are a blessing to those who walk in there and discover the atmosphere of this lovely little gallery on a corner that's just, it's at 1445 Main in San Elisario in Placita Madrid, right along Main Street, and you get a lot of tourists, I understand.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, from all over, from Canada, from the East Coast, West Coast.
And if they're not up to buying a an original painting? What are the options?
Any gift item we have has his artwork on them. We have from magnets, you know, from just $3 all the way up to every price range for giclées, tote bags, note cards, prints.
That's really nice. So if I fall in love with an image, I can take it home in some form or another.
Right,
you got me covered. Right. Well, I'm just delighted to have you in here today. My guests, dear friends, painter Alberto Escamilla and gallery manager Rachel Escamilla, announcing their special event to celebrate 3 years in their San Elisario location with their own gallery, and Alberto's 35th year blessing the art world as a professional artist. Way to go. What a courageous move. And Escamilla's Fine Art Studio and Gift Shop at 1445 Main in San Elisario, Placita Madrid, will be part of the 6th annual El Paso Artists Studio Tour, featuring many, many local studios and galleries, and this next weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. All the East Side and San Elisario studios will be featured, and then the following weekend is the Upper Valley and Central El Paso. So be sure to turn out and enjoy these wonderful celebrations at Escamilla's Fine Art. If you need information, you can call 474-1800. Alberto and Rachel, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having us again.
And congratulations.
Thank you.